This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code probably unnerved Catholics more than the publication of any book since, say, the Book of Revelation. What do you think? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. He's got a new book coming out called The Lost Symbol. It's the follow-up to The Da Vinci Code. And there's probably no one who has a stake in the outcome of this new book has more of a stake than Dan Burstein. He's the author of the Secrets series, which decipher the Dan Brown books. Secrets of the Lost Symbol is going to be out in December. I imagine you're pretty excited about that, Dan.
Very excited. Can't wait for Tuesday when we get to see the book.
Now, why is there such a hoopla about this Dan Brown book? I mean, I have to say I'm not a fan, but I don't hold it against anyone. But you've got Amazon locking the books behind chain-link fences under 24-hour guard.
Well, actually, our team on our blog, secretsofthelostsymbol.com, has actually penetrated the Amazon online security, and we've been deciphering the clues a day before they're issued about where Matt Lauer is going to be on the Today Show when he does his daily clue that comes from the Lost Symbol. So the security's not all that good, it turns out.
Well, and in fact, maybe it's not security, maybe it's just marketing. Let's listen to Matt Lauer on the Today Show. This is yesterday.
This tropical rainforest is home to more than 4,000 living species, among them 26,000 plants. But more surprising than its volume or even its beauty is the fact that it can be found in the shadow of one of the most powerful buildings in the world. This is another location Dan Brown came to while researching his latest book.
Wow, it's a mystery. I don't know what to make of this book. Is it a biology book? Is it an architecture book? What's going on here?
Well, that particular clue turned out to be, as we predicted, the Botanical Garden in Washington. And for 4 years, we've been calling correctly, it now appears, that the book would be set in Washington, D.C., that it would be set against the backdrop of the Freemasons and the history of the Freemasons in the American Revolution.
Which is actually a great story.
It is a fascinating story, and that's what's, to me, so interesting. When we do our secrets books, we get into the real-life, nonfiction issues that have to do with history, philosophy, archaeology, architecture, religion, etc., that we get an invitation from Dan Brown and his admittedly pop culture, sometimes cringing.
All right, let's just boil it down here. Are you saying that you're doing the solid history and the sort of scholarly stuff, and Dan Brown is doing all the like cringy dialogue and the cheesy stuff?
And he brings it to the popular attention, and then we get this great invitation to go talk to experts, talk to professors, talk to people who've spent their lives researching these interesting issues. Benjamin Franklin's relationship with Voltaire, how they were Freemasons together, George Washington's relationship with Lafayette.
So Dan, you're saying that Dan Burstein, the Secret series, is actually an upgrade to the Da Vinci Code and the Lost Symbol?
Well, a lot of people have said they preferred our Secrets of the Code to the Da Vinci Code, so I'll leave it at that.
Marketing is a beautiful thing, whether you're Dan Brown or Dan Burstein. Thanks for being with us, Dan Burstein. Highly anticipating the new Dan Brown book. He's the author of the Secrets series, which decipher the Dan Brown books, and doing pretty well so far. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you so much, John.